Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. I'll tell you what, 21 years went by in a blink, and we are presenting all things Hall of Fame month, the month of July. Every single conversation you hear here at WNST.net will be a living, breathing Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and many of them sadly have departed. And over 28 years of me culling conversations with the likes of Arthur Donovan, the likes of Earl Weaver, the likes of Frank Robinson, and other departed friends of ours, as well as many living folks. Cal Ripken, a part of this as well, and Cal's calling in to freshen us up here this month, as well as Bob Costas and some others. It's going to be an incredible month of July. Ray Lewis, John Ogden, all the chats I've ever had with them, you'll hear here to honor Mike Messina and Ed Reed. I've even unearthed some stuff with Mike Messina that I had forgotten I had done back in the day, as well as other Hall of Famers like Derek Jeter and Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, Paul Molitor, Burt Blyleven that have sat down with me over the years, Frank Thomas. Boy, I'll go through the list. John Smoltz used to do a weekly show with me when he was a current player and I was syndicated at the turn of the century. So I found all of this stuff. Regis Philbin sitting with me, and Mickey Mantle, Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner. So much stuff on the air. You're going to hear it all during the month of July. I'm so proud of it, and I'm happy to present it for you. Also happy that the mayor sat down with us. We were in the midst of a sit-down with Mayor Jack Young. This is part three. I got between Don Moeller, former Baltimore County executive, and Mayor Jack Young, and most of it was me sitting back and listening to them talk about how to run our governments and how the county and the city work together. But we're going to get into sports at some point in this one, with Preakness and Orioles and Ravens and all that stuff. Very, very serious sit down at Fadley's in beautiful Lexington Market. We'll be back there on the 2nd with Matt Gallagher as well as Ron Shapiro, and I'm sure we won't be sticking to sports that day either. And we're back in Catonsville next week at Jennings Cafe for lunch with Nancy Grasmick, and that'll be a whole litany of educational topics, and I'm going to get my own education. That's on the 27th. That's in Catonsville. Of course, the 4th of July right around the corner, and the hot dog eating thing going on. I've seen the giant hot dog that Evan's been sharing over at State Fair in Catonsville, so I'm looking forward to that as well. I'm sure I'll have a Benedict for breakfast on the 4th of July with Evan in Catonsville. We'll get back to State Fair real soon with our Baltimore Positives. That has been our first home. We'll get back there in August. Meanwhile, let's get back to Fadley's. Mayor Jack Young and Don Moeller from Fadley's talking about our city and making it better. Baltimore Positive alive and well at Fadley's with the mayor.
I know in Baltimore County, going back, the executives that I've known all the way back, Dutch and Jim Smith, Kevin, myself, we had this relationship, good relationship with school superintendent, and same thing, it was independent, but we had regular meetings and discussions trying to get on the same page about important issues. Does it work the same way in the city? Do you have ongoing relationship with Dr. Santelices?
Yeah, it works the same way with Dr. Santelices. She had been a partner. We're trying to fix some of the problems. Now, they say no child left behind. Okay. All our children are being left behind through that process because teachers are teaching for the test instead of teaching the young people what they need to learn in the classroom that can make them successful in life. No test can make me successful in life, but when I'm learning how to read, I'm learning how to write, I'm learning how to add, subtract, and multiply, those are the things that are important. Learning world history is good, but it should not be one of your main courses, because learning world history is not going to get your job. But learning how to read, write, and those kind of things, and how to have wood shops and printing shops and cosmetology, auto mechanics, and those kind of things inside the school, playing musical instruments, those kind of things that can open up other possibilities for our young people to look at. Some people like drama, acting, and those kind of things. We need to incorporate all of those things in the school. Why do you think everybody wants to go to School of the Arts?
Right, can't get in there, right? Waiting list.
Why do you think everybody want to get into Weston and Poly? Yeah. Because they offer those courses and those programs that young people want. That's why I want the same programs in every school. and we need to make sure that we hold the schools accountable, hold the principals and the teachers accountable for running the programs. We can't hold them accountable if a kid don't want to learn, but they're going to hold them accountable for making sure that they have the opportunities and the courses and teach those courses that the young people want.
But again, and the audit, and I think you've identified the issue, an audit that just came out this week pointed out exactly what you're saying, that the real career tech preparation, where we know these young folks are going out into really what I'll call well-paying, family-supporting jobs, are clustered in a few high schools, and then what the audit found is in some of our high schools with a more general population, those youngsters aren't coming out with those kind of skills. And you're saying, let's make sure we're giving those that same service.
We need to make it, give that opportunity to all schools. I don't believe that children can't learn. The international school that's up in the Bella Edison neighborhood, second and third graders are speaking 3 and 4 different languages. If they can do that, then don't tell me that all these other curriculums can't be in other schools.
And there's not something in the water up in that part of the city.
No, there's nothing in the water.
They're the same kids, right?
It's the commitment of the principal and the teachers to make sure that these kids are exposed to all these different languages. I mean, they can speak Mandarin. Yeah, they speak that. Spanish, Russian. I mean, you name it. These kids are learning these languages, and they're excited, and they're speaking in those languages, and they also singing in those languages, and they can write in those languages. I was like, wow. If second and third graders can learn all these multiple languages, why can't we have this in all of our schools?
Right. So it's high aspirations.
I just believe we need to have the same curriculums in all of our schools.
Mayor, how's your job change from city council president to, I mean, literally the transformation of your job and your life over the last 12 weeks or so, how much different is it than maybe you even believed it was going to be, or knowing and leaving the other job behind?
To be honest with you, is no difference. I've always dealt with department heads. I always dealt with the finance department about priorities that was important to the council. The only difference now is I can control the budget now. You know, I can set priorities for the budget. You know, I can appoint department heads. That's the only difference. The council is a very important part of city government. Nothing actually can happen without the help of the president of the city council and the council members. There could be no TIF, no pilots, no land use ordinance. None of that can work without the council. So it's important for the mayor and the council to have a very good working relationship to move the city forward, because all our priorities are the same. It's just that how we get there. And the funding mechanism of how we get there. Because number one is people expect for their trash to be picked up. They expect for their water to be flowing through the faucet. They expect for the police to be protected and served. And these are the agencies, and they demand that their schools be fully funded and operating. So these are essential things that need to happen. And the council and the mayor are on the same page when it comes to that. But it's the other little priorities, like more money for recreation and parks. And I oftentimes tell people, if it wasn't for Rex and Parks, I wouldn't be sitting right here today interviewing with you, because Rex and Parks at one time was flush with cash. And as you know, it was coming from the federal government.
Right.
The federal government cut all those programs. Instead of the federal government worrying about what's going on around the world, which is important, and helping rebuild in other countries, we need to rebuild the infrastructure of this country right here. And we need to put money back into programs that made people successful. Our federal government is, in my opinion, is out of touch.
Well, if we were serious about infrastructure, Mr. Mayor, we'd be spending millions and millions and putting an awful lot of people to work, right?
Absolutely.
In Baltimore City,
not
changing
just in
lives.
Baltimore City,
right? But I mean,
and cities around,
well, that's
around
all
the country.
Part of Green New Deal and part of putting our people to work, literally.
Right, getting
we
them
need
to work.
Put our people to work.
Yes. I'm very respectful of the mayor's time, and we've got a few more minutes, Nestor. Before, and I know you got a bunch of sports stuff.
No. I, what can I do as a citizen? I mean, I live at the Inner Harbor. I've been a citizen for 16 years. I live here. I love it here. You know, I love it here. I always love it here, and I see people leaving here. I do a lot of business, Mayor, you know, in all the counties, and I hear people saying, I don't go down there anymore. I'm not going back for whatever reason. Pick any reason you want, top to bottom. And as a citizen, it bothers me getting off planes here in The Wire instead of hearing about Crab Cakes and Cal Ripken and Camden. The
things and Hopkins I heard about, and University, all the great
ago,
resources,
the
BMA.
About, the first thing I hear about now is something bad, and we got to change that narrative.
Well, what I'm doing now is I've asked the CEO of Visit Baltimore to extend a seat on Visit Baltimore to the county of Zach. And not only to him, to Anne Arundel, because they are the largest surrounding the city of Baltimore, so that they can tell the story of it's safe in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You very seldom, other than the little incident that's been happening at the harbor, it's safe downtown.
Mayor, I walked through downtown thousands of miles in the last year. Thousands and thousands of
miles. And my wife
miles.
And I are in the city all the time.
And have I had an incident or two? Sure, we all have.
Jamie Hahn comes to work every day in Baltimore City.
I felt that in New York last week. You know, I mean, and the thing I see is I've seen cities get better, and I've seen cities get worse because I travel.
We're going to get better.
We need a piece that gets better.
We are going to get better in the city of Baltimore. We're going to change the dynamics of this city. We're going to make sure that there's opportunities for young people. We're going to make sure that our police department are out the cars, engaging the community to rebuild that that officer-friendly type environment. We're going to send a message to the criminal elements that you're not going to hold the city hostage. 99.9% of the citizens of Baltimore are law-abiding citizens. That 1% that keep us all hostage in our homes and in our communities and in our playgrounds where our kids want to play. We're going to change that narrative, and we're going to make sure that people feel safe in Baltimore. And I believe that people will come back to Baltimore once they feel that they're safe. So what we're doing is I had a meeting with most of the hotelers, and they gave me some positive responses that some people who had a negative impression about Baltimore that visit Baltimore say, wow.
I'm hearing more about this year.
Yes. I was impressed with Baltimore. I had no incident. I went around to various
families. You heard from the tourists all the time.
Yeah,
Mayor.
They said I went to cultural institution, and it's not what I seen on the wire. It's not what I hear on the news. I had a great time in Baltimore, and I'm going to go back and let my friends know that Baltimore is a city you should consider visiting. We're no different than any other city. Right. There's crime everywhere, okay? But I want to tell you this, that our downtown is safe, okay? And we're going to make all of Baltimore safe, because it's not just about downtown. It's about all the neighborhoods in the city. We're going to make our neighborhood safe.
Few minutes left. Lightning round. Harbor Place.
Harbor Place, I made the statement that it needs to be torn down. What I meant was it can be rebuilt the same way it used to look, but a better, newer Harbor Place. I want to see it as an entertainment venue. I want to see more local restaurants there, as well as some national chains. I want to see a Ferris wheel there like they have in Prince George County. I want to see that merry-go-round. I think it's back. I think it's still there, but I want to see that improve. I want some recreational activities at the harbor. I want to make sure that those ambassadors, those young ambassadors that used to be down the harbor, that's no longer there because of funding. I'm trying to see if we can revive that because they have a rapport with the young people, and they really brought a lot of calm down there in Harbor Place, and it disappeared. I didn't know it had disappeared until we had the little melee that was down there, and it wasn't all of the young people. It was just a select few.
And the police did a nice job.
And they did a nice job, and I commended them on
you
that.
You did.
Got criticized about it, but I commended
them. Well, you also got criticized about everything. It's part of the job.
You also took a little hit, no pun intended, when you came out and said, maybe we ought to have some boxing matches. Walk people through that, because at least it was an idea. People who were critical said at least the mayor threw out an idea.
Well, I said a lot of things. I said we had a conflict resolution. We had mediation. I talked about all that stuff. But the news media picked up on when I say instead of using guns to kill each other, let's pick up some gloves and box down at the Civic Center. I know the Civic Center is the Royal Arena, but as long as I've been around, I'm still calling it the Civic Center.
You and I remember
Royal Farms
Civic
is one of my biggest sponsors. Yeah.
So when the name changes again, and we're trying to negotiate who's going to get naming rights, it's the Civic Center again.
Right. Civic Center.
It wasn't anything that I was wedded to.
Right.
I was just making a statement. Instead of shooting each other and killing each other, put on some gloves.
People, let's be creative.
And settle your disputes that way. The media took it and spent it the way they want to spend it. But the thing is, I'm spending it the way I want to spend it.
Right.
I would rather for people to have gloves to box than guns to kill.
Amen. Amen. Nestor, you're not going to let the mayor get away without talking about the Preakness. I know you're not.
Oh, I got to get out of here.
Hey, real quick, Preakness, lightning round.
That's what the Stronach said. We got to get out of here, and then we're not going to let that happen.
What are you going to do about
the Preakness? No, no. Well, I had a great conversation with Belinda Stronach at the Preakness, and I'm taking a different posture. We're going to sit down and have a discussion. But the discussion have to be centered around the Preakness staying in Baltimore. Law can get what they want, and we can get what we want. When I was there at the Preakness, this is only the second time I've been to the Preakness.
Oh, wow.
The second time, because I wasn't invited by the, right. by the mayors. I saw a beautiful, beautiful picture of Baltimore. When you looked at the news and it shined down on the infield and the track, it's beautiful. The only thing that I seen that was an eyesore was the clubhouse. And the $480 million price tag that the Stadium Authority put there, I think was outrageous because all we need to do is tear down that clubhouse and rebuild that clubhouse. And then any development that's going on around it is between the Stronach Group and the developers that they can partner with to maybe build a hotel, some restaurants, some other things. And then to make sure that we program that track for more races or other venues. I mean, you know, it shouldn't set idle 365 days. We should be programming that thing for a lot of other activities that can go on there.
Well, we have so much more to talk about. You've got a tight schedule. You were gracious enough to come down to the wonderful Fadley's at Lexington Market. We hope you'll come back.
I'll come back, but it won't be for an hour.
Okay, you come back as long as you'd like.
You didn't have any fun?
I have fun, but, you know, I'm rushing to do some other things.
What do you do to kick back? We always say, you work 23 hours a day. What does Mayor Jack Young do to just say, man, I got to kick back a little bit? What do you do to have fun?
I bake.
You bake. There you go. What's your best baked item?
What are you going to bring me for
holiday? I have a lot of best baked things.
Sell some of the mayor's goods.
I make rum cakes. Ooh. I make plain pound cakes. I make my own icing. I have a lemon icing that I make, and I have a strawberry icing that I make. I make rice puddings. I make pies.
You could be like Kiefer.
Haven't had a chance.
You're going to be down here at the farmer's market?
No, I'm not going to be down there squeezing the citizen with the lemonade.
The lemonade like Kiefer. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Kiefer squeezed a lot of lemonade.
Yeah, he squeezed a lot of lemonade.
By the way, farmer's market is, I live here. I love it here. It's one of the great things we do every single Sunday, and that's a city thing. And I'd say other than the Fadley's crab cake, a lot of what goes in my belly at home, you know, comes from farmer's market. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep it going.
And don't forget about Artscape and Light City.
Let's go.
And all those things.
Give us 30 seconds on them. Tell people to come down.
People need to make sure that they stay on the lookout for Artscape that's coming. For Light City that's coming.
Can I say something about Light City?
Yeah, you can say something about Light City.
So you'll be proud of this because I went to the farmer's market and they had a little setup. And we were like, why did they move Light City from the spring into the fall? So we went up and we were a little like, why did they do that? And the gal there said, it's going to be dark earlier. It's going to be a better show. It's a different time of the year. We wanted to get more families down at 5 o'clock when it's dark as opposed to, like, it's getting dark at 9 o'clock this time of year. And I thought, man, they knew the answer. You know, they knew. And he always says government is about competence, right?
That's it.
Like, I ask the question, I get the answer, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, we'll be there, you know, and we're going to be there. That's one of the great things in Baltimore as a downtown resident. Light City's a 10.
It's come to Light City, Artscape. We got to get the mayor out of here.
Don't forget the book fair and the fireworks on 4th of July. They're going to have 4th of July. They're going to have fireworks down in Middle Branch Park as well as the Inner Harbor. So, and AFRAM is coming up as well. So stay on the lookout for that. It's going to be some great acts that's coming. I can't tell you who they are right now because I don't have all the information in front of me. And
I'll tell them.
Mayor, when you leave. Mayor Jack Young, okay. Keep cooking.
Thank you.
Keep baking. Keep bringing on that cake. You're doing a fabulous job.
So when he's late, just tell him he was too Baltimore positive and he was down Lexington Market with us. Baltimore positive signing off here. We are at Fadley's in Lexington Market. Back for more on WNST and Baltimore positive. Stick with us.